Blog Talk Radio.
And for those of you who it might be Monday where you are, I hope you're having a gorgeous day. Ah, I was playing in dirt all of today. I was doing some gardening and running to Home Depot and getting some this and getting some that. I was just having a fun day in the outdoors. And I lost track of time. And I'm thinking, I wonder what time it is. And then when I checked the time, it was 6:51. So I'm just so thankful for the Holy Spirit that guided me in to make sure I was on air with you. Again, as I say, happy Sunday. I pray you're having a gorgeous day. Quite a few of my friends, Delores Presley, Catherine Egenberger, and some more of my friends are celebrating a birthday today. Yvette Cuttle Darby is also celebrating a birthday. So to all my friends who are celebrating birthdays today, I wish you a happy, 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 many, 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 many more birthdays. And I just hope you took some time for you today. Well, as usual, today is Sunday, and normally we focus on life issues on today's segment of the show. And this morning I did an article on the 9 P's to success, which is also part of my book, which I have not been talking about on the air. I realize I neglect to be promoting my book. My book is called Conversation on Success, Candid, Insightful, Inspirational, and Entertaining, featuring me with Dr. Ken Blanchard, Deanna Bohr, and T. Boyd. And please visit my website to pick up a copy of my book. And as always, please call in 646-915-8166 to share in the conversation today. I had an amazing show last Wednesday. We're talking about what success means to you and what's your definition of success. And today I'm going to speak on the 9 P's to success as they are listed in my book, Conversation and Success, and as I practice them in my life. Before I go on to that, I want to remind you to save the date for the Vision Weekend Conference 2012, taking place March the 22nd through the 25th in New York City, in the heart of New York City. So for those of you who have never been to New York City, hey, this is your opportunity. You don't want to miss out. And you wait until you see who will be entertaining there and who the speakers are. We are going to be rocking your world. Not only are we going to be giving you valid information and tools to apply to your business, but we are also going to give you an amazing, amazing entertainment as well. So stay tuned. Join us on Facebook at like our fan page on Facebook, Vision Weekend Conference, and just share it with your friends as well. So I think it was yesterday or this morning. This morning I did the 9 P's to success, and I think last night I gave what the acronym SELF means for me. So for those who are in the chat room, or if you're listening live, please, I want you to call me and tell me when you think of SELF, S-E-L-F, in capital letters, uppercase, when you think of those four acronyms, what words come to mind? And I will also share mine with you later on. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And we're going to be talking about the 9 P's to success as they are listed in my book. And it might be a little different from the one that I posted this morning. They are still authentically mine. All right? Well, from my book, it was done in an interviewing format, and I was asked, how would you describe your success journey? I mean, how, when, and where was it all started? And here is my answer, which leads up to the 9P success. Well, my success journey started on a sunny island called Jamaica, West Indies, in a little country district by the name of Paintstown, at about 5 a.m. one Thursday morning on the 11th of December, 1947. That was when a wonderful woman by the name of Leonora Scarlett Clark gave birth to a beautiful baby girl she named Daphne. Although I was the daughter of a farming family, way back then I knew I was destined for greatness because my mother always told me, she said, you can do anything in this world that you set your mind to do. And she said to me, remember, you only have one opportunity to get the first go ahead. This was planted in my mind way back then, and I knew that no one could stop me from becoming successful. The only thing I needed to do as I matured more was to identify what my true purpose in life was. As you read in my bio, which you will read when you pick my book up, earlier on, I have done many things, but they were careers and they were occupations. They were neither my purpose nor my calling. Although I was always very good at everything I did, and I did them with passion, I always knew something was missing. But I thank God that as my relationship with Him grows stronger, I am able to identify what my true purpose is by walking in my calling. I know that I am fully successful in my path while impacting the lives of others. I am on my way to building wealth and financial independence. Let me take this opportunity to share the 9 P's to success which has helped me on this journey. Yes, I forgot to promote the show to let people know that I am on live, so let me do that. Okay, the 9 P's to success. P number 1, plan. Set specific goals with dates of completion. And I want to expand on that. There are always people around us who bless their hearts are always telling us what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. And they always think they know best. And that's why it's so important to have a plan, your plan. And the goals that you set should be your goals, not anybody else's, your own. You need to understand that you need to be flexible when you set these goals. You need to let them be measurable. You need to have benchmarks. And each time that you accomplish a goal, I want for you to reward yourself. So you must have a plan that you use as a guideline. It does not mean, however, that you cannot be flexible. Because if you hold yourself rigidly, then when something happens, there is no room for breathing. And that creates stress. So be flexible in whatever goals you are setting. Design the plan for you, not for anybody else. Make your plan and work your plan. Leave room to modify the plan. And if it needs to be adjusted, leave room for that as well. The next P is purpose. Know what you are about. Only you and God know your purpose. However, with that being said, there are lots of people around who are chasing their shadows, if you may, and all their energies goes towards comparing themselves with others. I want you to hear me clear. Hear me loud and clear. You are authentic. You are unique. There is nobody else but you. Nobody else. Oh, let me take a break and welcome my friend Marilyn to the show. Welcome my sister to the show. And I think you came on after I announced that the word self, S-E-L-F, I'm encouraging people to call in and tell me what the word self means for them. Use each of the acronym there to form something and call me in. So Marilyn, I encourage you to do this same. Happy Sunday to you, my sister. So whenever you're ready, you can just let me know what self means for you. And later on, towards the end of the show, I will share with our people what self means for me. So back to purpose. You know, there are lots of times, as I mentioned, that we are kind of chasing our shadows and going around and worrying about what other people are doing, the strides and the success they are doing. And honestly and truthfully, it's none of your business what somebody else do. However, it is your business responsibility and priority to concentrate and focus on what you are doing. Because other people's duties, career, has nothing to do with you. When you realize that you were authentically created for your purpose, then you will not be spending time comparing yourself with somebody else. You and I were created for an authentic, unique purpose that only you and I can do. Even though sometimes it appears as if there's someone who is doing what we are doing, but when you put your personality into what you are doing, you realize only you can do that thing that you are doing, and no one else can do that but you. So keep focus, because there are times when you are going to kind of get off track and begin to compare yourself with others. So just reminder, put yourself a reminder, a sticky. I am authentic. I am unique. Therefore, there's only one me. And only I can do that thing that I was created to do. The next P is persistent. Now, it is important that you keep at it until you get it right. There's an old cliche that says, Rome was not built in a day. And for that reason, your success and your accomplishment does not have to come overnight, as some people put it, but you keep doing it until you get it right. Just keep doing it. Do not get discouraged. You need to network with like-minded people who can help you to add value to what they're doing, and you in turn will add value to them. You find out as well that when you network with like-minded people, they are eager to add value and also to provide resources for you so long as they believe in what you are doing. So, as you go out there, do not ask people what they can do for you, but tell them what you can do for them. And make sure you do not give up. You know, there's a friend of mine that relocated to Florida about 3 years ago. And about a month ago, he was sharing to me his disgust, because when he just went down there, he left an extremely successful and affluent position here in Connecticut with the state. And when he moved to Florida, he was thinking that people was going to embrace him based on where he was just coming from. However, We as people, we want to make sure that you are here for the long haul and that we love and trust you. So although they believe in what he was saying, they did not accept him right away, neither did they engage his services. However, this year, they are calling him. And he's saying that although they were the same people I went to 2 years ago, now is when they are calling me. And I said to him, you must remember how important persistence is. You got to keep doing it. They want to make sure that you weren't just coming here to run off. They want to make sure that you can add value to their community as you did in Connecticut. And he said, ah, Dee, I did not look at it like that. And this is why it is important for us to practice persistence, not only in our personal lives, but also in our career. Because it is all about building relationships. Remember, people do business with people that they love and trust. The next P is perseverance. This is a tough one. You know, when you are walking and you're climbing a hill, and when you get in the middle of it, the hill gets so steep and you don't have any water and you get so thirsty. And your throat is parching and you're out of breath. But you're looking and you say, if I can just make it, if I can just make it up this hill.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
hearing me. People in the chat room say they lost their sound, and they lost their sound on phone and also on audio. Let me know when you have What about now? Is it better now? Is it better now? Let me know. I mean, it is breaking out. No sound, and I can't dial in. Are you hearing me better now? Because I have not done anything. Are you hearing? Are you hearing now? Yes, much better. Okay. Thank you. That's why I need a producer who will be able to man things. But thank you for letting me know that. Now, yes, I hear you clear on the sound now. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know, Marilyn. Okay, so we were talking about power, and that we should use it positively, and we should also apply the word power to our authenticity and our uniqueness, and know that we can also use that power in a positive way to open doors for us as we look to expand our message to the world. Power does not have to be a bad word. Because of past experiences, a lot of people hear the word power and they get panicky and anxious. But I tell you, when you utilize it in a positive way, you know that that's the word when collaborated with your uniqueness and your authenticity, that's the word that can open many, many, many doors for you. You know, a lot of time people look at me and they said, you are one powerful woman. And I embrace that because I know they look at it as a positive and not as a negative. And I will continue to build on the power that God has given me as I keep building on the vision and mission that I am on. Because without power, there's no passion, and without passion, there's no power. Okay? Now, the next piece. So far, we went over plan, purpose, persistence, perseverance, and power. Now we are at the word pride. And pride is another word that can be used with mixed feelings. However, all the P's that I'm giving you here, I want for you to use them as a positive. Everything that you set your hands to, do it with pride. Take pride in everything that you do. Be proud of who you are and know to whom you belong. and be proud of that mission and vision that you are on. Pride is another thing that will attract people to your calling and your purpose, because they realize that you take pride in everything you do. It is like when you cook a meal. It doesn't matter how good the meal tastes. If it is not presented properly, if it does not look attractive, no one will be able to tell you how delicious the meal is. However, if the presentation is beautiful, if you took pride in presenting that dish, then people look at the presentation, it looks attractive, then they're going to taste it. And as they taste it, they're going to tell you, it tastes good. So always know the importance of taking pride into everything that you do. Know that you only have one opportunity to make a first impression. You know, keep in mind never to be saying, I wish I did. I wish I did. I could have done. Demonstrate your life in a way that you do not ever use these two phrases. Because each and every day as you go out and each and every day as you go about the purpose that you're called for, if you keep in your mind, I'm taking pride in doing this thing, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm taking pride in it. You will get the right result. You know, there are lots of people who are sitting dead-end positions for the simple reason that they do not take pride in what they're doing. And I oftentimes tell people that until you begin to take pride in what you're called to do, and you begin to demonstrate that joy with what you are doing, you're going to be staying in that position until you learn the lesson. So take pride in it from the beginning, and this way it will grow and become a part of you. Remember that it doesn't matter how much social media you use. It doesn't matter how much marketing you do. It doesn't matter how much PR. You are your best advertisement. And unless you take pride in what you are doing, you are a bad advertising for yourself. So remember, it is important to take pride in what you're doing. Now, the next P is one of my favorite P's, and it is the word passion. Passion-driven individuals succeed and accomplish their goals. Sometimes all you may have is your passion. When that contract falls through, it is your passion which drives you to that next client. When the snowstorm is at its worst and you say, I have to go and see that client, it's only your passion that gets you out of the door. When you put that bid in for that $1 million contract and you miss it by a couple dollars, it is just your perseverance and your passion that tells you, you know, this really was not for me this time. But I know I can always attempt it again. So, as people look on you, They need to see your passion just coming off of you like flames, like rays of sunshine. They ought to just feel it coming off of you. It's like, you know, our passion is like a magnet. You know how you use the magnet to attract pin? You have the magnet and you put it in the container with the pins, and all of a sudden you look. The magnet is no longer empty, but it's a ball of pins that's there because the magnet sucks up all of the pins. And that's the same way our life is. When we demonstrate and practice passion in what we are doing, it attracts people to us. Like they say, you know, honey, like honey attracts flies and bees and all of that. And that's what our passion does for us. Our passion is contagious. So when you go to networking events, when you go to conferences, when you go to meetups, be passionate about what you're talking about. And before long, you will realize that you will be surrounded by many, many, many people who just have an interest in listening to what you have to say. I want to remind you that I'm encouraging you to call in and let me know what the word self, S-E-L-F, what that means for you. It's an acronym. I have it. I have used my definition to create bookmarks, posters, mug, t-shirts, all different things I've used my acronym to produce. And I want you to tell me what self means for you. So call me, 646-915-8166. And please, please share it with me. So back, I was speaking about the word passion and what passion is. You know, passion keeps you energized. Passion put peps in your step, you know. You can't wait to get up in the morning and to give God thanks that he has blessed you with another day to go out and demonstrate and display your passion towards what he has called you to do. So don't apologize. I know sometimes people are apologizing because they are so passionate about what they're doing. Trust me, there is no reason to apologize. Just keep doing. Just keep doing what you are doing. Do not focus on apologizing for demonstrating your best. Okay? Do not. Just keep doing what you're called to do and do it with passion. The next P is perspective. Have a clear vision. Ask yourself, what am I called to do? What am I spending my time on? Is this really part of what I was called for? Am I just going with the motions? Or am I really practicing what I was called to do? You know the answers. And as you look on perspective and you examine yourself, this is a word that calls for you to be still and take some time to understand about why you are. Why you are. You were created the way you're created for a reason and for a purpose. And most of us are off track on all of that because we are out of purpose. And we really don't have a perspective of where we are going. It's a shame that we plan our vacation, we plan our annual physical, we plan everything. However, we do not plan our life's purpose, and we do not seek to find out clarity and why we are. So perspective is, it's very important. You know, we got to know, you know, what we stand for. What are our values? What are our morals? You know, what is it? What are some of the things that you believe in? Not because your spiritual leader or advisor says so. Not because the media is running that. But you ask yourself the question, what do I believe? What do I support? You know, a lot of times people ask me, well, you know, what is your take on same-sex marriage and all of that? And I ask them, what does my take have to do with what you believe in? And I'm saying this on national radio. Unless we demonstrate love towards these people, they will be living a confused life. I am still searching and seeking to find valuable information around this subject and topic. And I'm yet to really see information about what causes that. The one thing I can say and know, I don't think there's one person who was born in this world and say, well, I want to be gay or I want to be lesbian. I don't think so. Not in the society that we live. So it simply means that there is something going on inside of them where that practice is out of their control. Am I going to desert and push them aside? No. I'm going to support and I'm going to love them. And I'm going to continue to pray for them. So, I'm sharing this. You probably ask what that has to do with perspective. It has a whole lot to do with it. Because until you know what you're about, then you cannot take a stand for anything. You're always falling for what other people are about. So you know your own stand, what you stand for, and what you are going to support. It might be the government. Don't be supporting a government because your grandfather and everybody in your family had supported that government. Look at what they are doing for you and your children, for your family, for your business as an entrepreneur. What's your perspective on the message that they are campaigning? Take the time to do that. So you're going to find out that your perspective in your personal life as well as your career is very important to the successes that you accomplish. Again, I'm reminding you to call in 646-915-8166 and share with me what self means. Or if you're in the chat room and you want to write, what's your definition of S-E-L-F is, please do so. And I will just read it and I will discuss it. So if you're in the chat room and want to use the chat room instead, please do that. I will be checking momentarily to see that. Now, the last P here is prayer. And before I go on to prayer, I want to just again mention the P's that I presented today in the 9 P's to success. First P was plan, second purpose, third persistence, fourth perseverance, power, pride, passion, perspective, and prayer. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, oh, well, I'm not religious. No, you don't got to be. However, you know that you did not create yourself. You know that you were created by somebody other than your mother and your father. Yes, they got involved in the act. But there was some science and some power that allowed that one egg to be fertilized so that you came into this world. And that is the work of God. God is your source. And for that reason, just like I am talking to you here, you do not need to be a theologian. You do not have to be a theologian to go talk to him. Just like you would call me up on the phone and talk to me, is the way you go to God and you talk to him every day. I know a lot of people have the habit of begging. Now, I'm telling you, I have found out for many years now that once I make my request known, and God really knows it even before I go to him. But when I go to him and I let him know that I know what he wants me to do, I am obedient in carrying it through. Each and every time else I go into prayer, my prayer is a form of thanksgiving. So prayer is very, very important in one's life. You always need to seek divine guidance and give thanks to God for where he has brought you from. Because you know something? We all have stories. We all have history. And if the truth be known, God has took us all out of some place. And we oftentimes forget to give him thanks. So, I want to remind you to always pray, always meditate. Sometimes you probably don't have the words to say, but you just kneel in reverence and close your eyes and just be reverent in his presence. And you will be surprised, my friends, to know how you will get some messages from him. So prayer is very important. It is a vital part of my life. And I want to encourage you to begin to implement that as part of your life as well. So I pray that today, and as always, whether you're listening on archive or live, and if you got something out of the 9 P's to success, your plan, your purpose, your persistence, your perseverance, your power, your pride, your passion, your perspective, and prayer. If you get something out of that, please do not neglect to stop by the Raise the Soul site and leave me a message there and let me know. So now if you have your definition for self, you can call me in. I'm going to go to the chat room now and see what's there. Self to me is who we are in Christ, who we are individually, children of the living God. That is powerful, Marilyn, and thank you so much for sharing. That is just a strong affirmation of when I spoke about perspective. You know, you said that so eloquently, and you are not wondering to whom you belong. You know, every day when you wake up and you see the rising of that sun, Marilyn, you know who you belong to. And I want to thank you for sharing. Mine, however, is structured a little differently. And I'm going to share what mine is. And hopefully someone will call in with theirs as well. My S is for spirituality, which I think is right in line, Marilyn, with what you wrote here. You know, you mentioned about self to you is who you are in Christ, and that's what my S stands for, my spirituality. The E in self is for empowerment, which is what I have been doing for myself, and this is what my work is set out to do, to empower others to really harness and embrace what it is that they are called to do. My L is for leadership. You know, a lot of times we as people sit around and waiting for somebody else to do for us instead of taking a stand to do. And don't worry about whether or not you will complete what you started. That's really not your concern. Your concern should be that you're taking action and you're taking a lead in making a difference and to make something happen. So my spirituality, my empowerment, and my L is for leadership. Honestly, I don't have to get support in going out there and doing something that I see that needs doing. I go out there and I do it. And what I have observed over the years is that each and every time that I go out there and I begin something, someone always follows suit and wants to help with it. So don't sit down and wonder about if you're going to do this and if you're going to do that. Instead, go out there and be a leader and do what it is that needs doing. My S in self is for fortitude. And Lord knows that we all need that. We all need fortitude. We all need courage. Because it comes a time when, oh my heaven, it's like thunderstorm, hurricane, snowstorm. You really don't know what end is up. And it is your fortitude. You got to grab onto it like a bar. You know that, I think they call it a monkey bar, that people use to strengthen their arms, that they harness it over the doors. And they use it to pull up to strengthen their forearm. And that's what our fortitude does for us. it helps us to strengthen our faith muscles. Thank you, Marilyn. I want to welcome guest 7038 to the show. And let us know, guest 738, let us know what your definition of self is. You can either type it in the chat room or feel free to call into 646-915-8166 and share with us what your definition of self is. Yes, I was saying, without fortitude, we would really not have any stamina, because you know how it is that sometimes life can hit you down. It's like it hit you right in the knees where you cannot keep standing. You just got to go down. And when you go down, if you are without fortitude, my friends, you are going to be staying down. Not only are you going to be staying down, but you are going to be rolling over. And you are going to be lying on your face where you can't even look up. However, your fortitude is what keeps your eyes open and keep your focus up, even when you're lying down and you cannot get up. So, that is my definition of self. S is for spirituality. E is for empowerment. L is for leadership. And F is for fortitude. And thank you, Marilyn, for putting it out in the chat room so somebody else can see that. I want to thank you so much. So, I want to encourage guest 7038. Let us know what your definition of self is. Marilyn's definition of self is, self to me is who we are in Christ, who we are individually as children of God. And, you know, all of us can look on all these list different words. There's no wrong or right. And maybe next week you can check me. And again, I'm going to be coming up with new words that self means for me. Because, you know, I'm a work in progress. And each and every day, as I wake up, there is something new that is happening in me, inside of me. And I am just so thankful for the work that God keeps doing in my life and which enables me to be on this broadcast twice a week with you. And I'm looking forward to the time when God will bless me to be on here 7 days a week, 24/7. So please call in 646-915-8166 and I will be right back.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And remember, my listeners, save the date and keep watching my Facebook and listening to the live broadcast here, because in another few weeks, we are going to be launching the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 to take place in New York City. And we have a powerful lineup of speakers for you. We have amazing entertainer for you. We're going to have a banquet. We are just going to be doing a lot of things. So not only are you going to be coming to learn, but you are going to come to just have some fun and to be entertained as well. And we are also looking for vendors, people who have products and or service that they are looking to display, that they are looking for people to see and buy into what it is that they are doing. I want you to know that we will have booths for you there at the Vision Weekend Conference. So stop on Facebook at our fan page, Vision Weekend Conference, and like our fan page, please, and send it out to other people and let them like it as well. I want to thank guests 7245 for joining the chat. And why don't you please let us know what the word self means for you. When you look at the S, the E, the L, and the F, what words come to mind as you apply them to your life? You can either type it in the chat room or please feel welcome to call in to 646-915-8166 and let us hear from you what the word self means to you. And I'm going to just play one of my friends' song, Bethany Schmidt. She was on the show some months ago, and she's just a phenomenal musician. And while I wait for you to call in, and as you gather your thoughts about what the word self means, S-E-L-F, what does that mean for you as you apply your life? Here is Bethany Schmidt with more.
Here I go.
What a blessing. What a powerful voice. And listen, she was on the show with me some months ago. So look over the archive, as Marilyn wrote in the room that, you know, God has brought her back from the jaws of death. Check it out and listen to her story. An amazing thing happened while I was in conversation with her, because the Holy Spirit made me to understand that when she sings, not only is she singing, but the angels are singing with her. And when I mentioned it to her, she said, yes, I know, I feel it. And oh, it gave me the chills. It was a beautiful, beautiful song and a powerful, powerful voice and story, you know. Oh, it's such a blessing, such and such a blessing. So yes, tell us, call us, 646-915-8166. We are winding down. However, we still have time to know, to hear from you what the word SELF means for you. SELF. Call us, 646-915-8166, and let me know, what does the letter SELF means for you? So again, I had such fun with this show today. And I know that I was so busy outside gardening and everything, I nearly missed the show. I did not get in until 6:51. And I look and I say, oops, I got to get on there. I got to get on there. So, oh, I tell you, the internet is a blessed thing. You know, I didn't have to run other than to run and click onto my computer. So it's a blessing. I'm just so thankful for the work that God is doing in me, because He always have me ready. He has me ready. I'm always ready. When He calls me, I am ready. I don't have to if and I'm but and blah 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 blah. I am ready. Papa has me ready. And as long as I open my mouth, He is ready to speak to me. Hey, Michael, what's up, my brother? I'm so glad to see you, man. You just kicked me to the curb. I got to come down there to find out which woman has taken you away from me. I'm not standing for that. But you still have time, brother Michael, to tell us, what does the word, what does the letter SELF means for you? For me, my S is spirituality, my E is empowerment, my L is leadership, my F is fortitude. What is that for you? Feel free to call in. You know I love to hear your voice. So if you want to call in and tell us what it means, 646-915-8166. Or if you want to, go ahead and type it in the room, which I know you don't want to do. You just want to call in so we can hear your beautiful voice. Yes. SELF. What does the S mean for you? What does the E mean? What does the L mean? And what does the F mean for you, as you practice them in your sweet little life each and every day? So, I'm looking to see if you're on the phone. You're not on the phone, so I'm going back to the chat to see if you're writing anything. But I just know you're going to call, and I know you just like us to hear your voice. And I love your voice too, so if you just bless us, if you just... Okay, you got it, my brother. You got it. Yes, that's mine there. And I know you have yours. And if Stephen is up, I want to know what his is too. SELS. So I'm watching chat. I'm watching phone. I'm watching everything. I don't know where you're going to come up. But I gave you 5 minutes and we got 11 minutes. So You got 5, I got 6, and together we are going to make it happen. So I'm going back to chat to see if you wrote anything there. No, not yet. So we're going back to phone. And isn't this amazing how we can all have fun with each other and to support each other? Michael K. has just become a brother to me. He's so loving and giving. You know, I'm sure that man would give the shirt off his back. Since I met him here on Blog Talk, I'm yet to ask him a favor that he says no. He's always looking to give to somebody. Always, always looking to give. And what a blessing it is. Because each and every day, if we think we have to have material things to give people, no. But each and every day we can give a kind word. We can give a smile. Those who will allow us, we can give an embrace, but there is always something to give. So again, yes, yes, Michael is an amazing, amazing man. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's a good man to many. And you still have time, guys, to call in. Let us know what SELF means for you. The clock is ticking. Marilyn has hers, I have mine, and we are waiting to hear from you. SELF, spirituality, empowerment, leadership, and fortitude. What's yours? And I know someone is calling. And caller, your last 3 digits are, your last 4 digits are 8559, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, everybody. It's Michael K., and I'm calling from Bear, Delaware. Hello,
hello.
My sister.
I'm wonderful, my brother. I miss you, miss you, miss you.
I miss you. I miss you tons. I'm so sorry I haven't been able to go ahead and stay tuned, but there's been a crap load of bullshit going on here.
Yeah,
not to be that way, but...
You are stronger than any of what's happening, and I'll keep you in my prayers. Because whether I see you or not, you're one of the people that's always in my prayers, because I know what you're up against, my brother. So just press in. Press.
Well, I want to thank you for being there for me. I appreciate and honor your spirit, and namaste to everybody in the chat room, and Mar Ben is in there too. And the learning has been penultimate. It's mm-hmm. been fantastic. And it's one of those times where you call on God for a certain strength, and you call on friends for understanding. And
exactly.
Thank you.
So, no better day to talk about SELF than today. As you are going through, and as I mentioned earlier on, there each and every day there are times when myself will change. But what is it for you today as you look at the S, the E, the L, and the F?
Well, I will actually agree with you. The spirit, S for spirituality, E for empowerment, L, I will change L from leadership to learning.
Yes.
Learning is penultimate. Learning will be brilliant. It's mm-hmm. being able to go into the ebb and flow of learning and realize that, you know, once you have plans, God laughs, and mm-hmm. God will go ahead and change those as to put you back on your path. But... That is what I'm feeling right now, and it's mm-hmm. been fortitude, certainly fortitude, and the fortunate mm-hmm. way of actually being to understand that everything that's going on is for the right path, for the mm-hmm. right learning. Mm-hmm. Everything happens for a reason. I can't go ahead and stress this enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. The learning is. It will take you places, and it'll
take you places you've never
yes. learned. Absolutely.
That's right. This is why, you know, Michael, we all start off with a small toolbox. But as we mature, we find out the toolbox gets bigger. And for some of us, we now have a tool shed. Because
I agree. I agree. But also, Daphne, I understand that the longer you have a tool shed, the longer you understand that you only need a few tools. You may just need
That's
a screwdriver.
That's
you may
right.
just need a bottle opener. Everybody has the strength to go ahead and find their own power and their own
That's
undeniable
right.
strength.
That's right. That's right, because a lot of the tools in there, although they are hanging in our tool shed, they are really not for us. But it's for us to bless others with those tools. And sometimes they use them and they bring them back to you for somebody else to use. But don't hoard them. Pass them on to others so that it can empower and enrich their lives as well.
Absolutely. And the fortunate part is having those tools in when friends go ahead and call you with certain queries and certain understandings that need
mm-hmm.
understanding, that you have those tools to go ahead and offer. So, yes, you may not
right.
need the corkscrew. You know what I mean? It's one
exactly.
of those things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what, Michael? I have found out that there are tools that I use and then pass on to somebody else. And it's not for them to use it the same way I did, but it's to be creative in using that tool to get the result that they want. And a lot of time I have to tell people, don't look about the way I use it. Don't think about that. Think about how you can use it to get the result you want for what you want to do.
Absolutely.
You know?
And sometimes the queries from friends are not your
mm-hmm.
learning. Sometimes
that's
it's
right.
only their learning. And that's what I want to
exactly.
go ahead and reiterate. When you go ahead and have those people that are calling on you for guidance
mm-hmm.
and understanding,
mm-hmm.
Give them what you can. Don't
yes.
have them rape your personal
exactly.
Style of understanding, but mm-hmm. have the tools to go ahead and press on. And
yes.
and I have never been so enlightened
mm-hmm.
as for the last month, because things if I understand, my faith is in God, my faith is in my understanding of the Spirit and the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
really
mm-hmm.
is, but
mm-hmm.
my understanding is, please get to the point where everything that does happen that is not planned is
mm-hmm.
directing you to a different side. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's directing you to a different goal, probably
mm-hmm.
the goal that you need to go ahead and focus on, and that is the fantastic learning part of it.
Yeah, and that is when the word obedience come into play, because you know how we folks get when we are set on a path and we get hit with the curveball. We say, oh, no, but I've been going this direction for 4 months. Oh, no, I have to turn around and go this way. I don't want to turn around. You know, and that's when obedience come in. And I tell you, but overall, it's a beautiful journey, you know?
It certainly is. How was you picked up a bunch of kids at the airport, and how did that all go? How was that going?
Wonderful. That bunch went home. And I have another set here. I tell you, there were two boys that were staying with a friend of mine. And she works in New York, and you know we live in Connecticut. So last Wednesday, I picked them up to take them to the mall. Then I was going to the studio to tape a TV show. So I took them with me for the experience. So they end up being cameramen for the night. And my second guest did not come, so I interviewed them on the second segment of my show. They were so excited, Michael. They said, oh, can we get a copy to take home for our English teacher? So it's
yeah.
going amazing. It's going amazing. Ah, we only have 2 minutes. I want to thank Marilyn for helping me out in the chat room. Girl, you are such a blessing to me. And Michael, I thank you for calling in. And you know, we are planning the conference in New York City, so there's a lot of stuff I have to talk to you guys about. I tell you, man, we're going to rock the world. We're going to just rock the world with entertainment and speakers. Just two final details that I have to tie up with the hotel, and hopefully within less than a month, we are going to be able to launch it. So keep
great.
Us in your prayers and everything. Again, I thank you. I thank Marilyn, and I just want people to know that in spite of what ball you got, what deck of cards you have, don't let anything get you off the purpose track that you were called to be on. You are on that track for a reason. So stick to your destiny, stick to your calling and your purpose, and remember to practice the 9 P's to success that I share with you this evening. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Marilyn. And have
thanks,
a blessed week, my brother and my sister.
Good luck. And love
you
tons. Love to you guys.
Thank you.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Showing me and directing me.